This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Something very special has happened at Melbourne Zoo, a moment keepers have been waiting for nearly two decades for. A first-time mum, a brand new calf, and the start of a new chapter for the giraffe herd. That's right. One of the people who was there is joining us live now. Luke Hauser is coordinator of ungulates at Melbourne Zoo. Luke, welcome to Drive.
Thanks, Warren. How are we?
I'm well, thank you. And I'm looking forward to chatting to you to find out about this new baby giraffe. Is it one of the, how long has it been since a giraffe was born at Melbourne Zoo?
Yeah, so, I mean, this year has been really exciting for us. We had one born at the start of August, which was the first calf that we'd had born in almost 20 years.
Wow.
And then we followed that up on the 1st of February, exactly 6 months to the day, with our second little fella. So two young male calves at Melbourne Zoo for the first time in 20 years, and two at once in the first time in, no one can remember how long since we've had two calves at once.
That must be just such an amazing experience for the staff there as well to see that happen.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. When you put that into terms of, you know, longevity of careers, and it is something that you tend to do for a long time, there's people that have been here for, you know, myself, I've worked with giraffe for 17 years and never done a giraffe pregnancy or birth. So, you know, it's been such an incredible experience for the staff, not only the staff working with the animals, but also just the whole zoo proper.
And how was, is mum was Iris, is that right? Is that the name of mum?
Yeah, mum is Iris, of this little calf who we're just waiting for final confirmation on a name for with our members competition. And then earlier this year was Nakuru and her little calf, Kambi.
And how did she handle it?
How did Iris handle it?
Yeah.
She was amazing. She's been such a great animal the entire time that we've had her to work with. So we had full confidence that she was going to be an amazing mum as well, and she certainly hasn't proved us wrong. She's just been like clockwork. Everything that she's done has been perfect. She's super protective mum, but is always happy for us to kind of get in and give him a good check over and all that kind of stuff as well. So she's been beautiful.
I imagine you've got a certain level of trust with Iris to enable that to happen.
Yeah, Iris, as I say, she's been an incredible animal since the time that she's been here with us, and we've worked really closely with her to do a bunch of stuff. So she supports not only the giraffe program with, you know, breeding and having calves of her own, but she even donates blood and plasma that we can then use on other calves that might be sick and things like that as well. So she's just a superstar in the giraffe world. And yeah, that all comes down to the team that, you know, put in the time and effort with her and really gain that trust with her. So yeah, she's a beautiful animal to work with.
We're chatting with Luke Hauser from Melbourne Zoo about the arrival of a brand new giraffe calf. Now, Luke, the arrival of the calf itself was described as a spectacular drop. Why that description?
Yes, it's always an interesting experience watching a giraffe birth, because mum gives birth standing up and bub comes out feet first and then face first. So almost like, think about Superman kind of hanging out. And then once they clear sort of that neck and shoulders, then they fall to the ground. So it's about mum's probably a 2 meter drop from where everything starts coming out, but by the time the calf's neck and head's out, it's about a meter drop to the ground. So it is quite spectacular, but also really important to help sort of break the umbilical cord and get that calf up and moving, because that calf has to get up really quickly. Obviously in Africa, you don't want to be laying on the ground for too long, otherwise a lion might come and eat you. So giraffes are up on their feet within about half an hour, 45 minutes.
Wow, that's amazing. How big is the calf when they're born?
Yeah, so this little guy was quite large. He was about 85 kilos when he was born.
Wow.
And about 195 centimetres tall. So he was quite a big guy. But also, you know, he's, what, just over 2 weeks old now, and he's put on about 20 kilos. So he's about 105 kilos today.
That's amazing. And how much food does he have to eat to get that much weight put on so quickly?
Yeah, mum produces quite a lot of milk for him, so he's solely on milk at the moment. Mm. He won't start sort of going onto solids until he's about 3 months old or so. But yeah, he's suckling initially about every 2 hours, and now we see probably about every 4 to 5 hours that he's having a bit of a suckle there with her.
Now, Luke, when we imagine labour happening, that mum's in pain, screaming and what have you, and lots of discomfort. But I understand Iris was eating during labour. Was she really that comfortable?
Yeah, she was an interesting one. Early stages and things, like when the calf's starting to position and stuff, you could see she was quite uncomfortable, and they do a lot of moving around to help get that calf into position. But once that calf started coming and got to sort of neck out and things like that, then she got real comfortable. She started having a bit of a sit down and a bit of a sleep, and then she got up and she started having a bit of an eat. Yeah, and she was actually eating as she fully birthed him. So very relaxed young lady.
Now, in terms of what happens now, I imagine this is the time that they'll really bond. So what happens in terms of the human interaction now?
Yeah, so when all goes well, like it has with this one, we leave them to bond together for as long as they need. They are very maternal animals, giraffe, and very herd-focused. So generally they're quite bonded quite quickly, which is nice. So she had a couple of days with him inside, and then we popped her out onto the habitat by herself just with him so that they could start and explore. And then a couple of days later, we introduced Auntie Nakuru and cousin or half-brother Tambi into the mix. So sort of starting to get that herding kind of bond together. And then about a week later, we introduced Dad. So now everyone's together out on habitat each day. But, a bit of time to bond. And then we kind of make ourselves kind of like neutral at the moment. We kind of just trying to let them bond and everything, keep everything nice and positive with Iris. And if everything's nice and positive with Iris, then he just takes his cues from her. So everything with her is nice and positive at the moment. So when he grows up and starts to kind of see us as food bringers and caregivers and things like that, then hopefully we've got a nice positive relationship with him as well.
You'll be in the good books then. Do the aunties play a role in sort of looking out for him?
Yeah, giraffes are beautiful in the sense that they'll often all birth together in the wild and obviously in the zoo we've had that this time as well, which has been nice. So when they have calves around the same age, they'll kind of creche the calves together. One female will look after the calves while the other will go off and feed and all that kind of stuff. So it's not unusual to find like quite a large number of calves together with one or two females while everybody is off doing their thing. And sometimes the mothers will even let the other calves suckle from them and stuff. So they're quite gregarious and quite happy to be around one another, which is really, really nice with them.
Now, Luke, you're a coordinator of the ungulates, is that right? Is that how we say it, ungulates?
Yep.
Now, what is it about ungulates? Is it the toes that are the same?
Yeah, so ungulate is basically a fancy word for saying an animal with a hoof. So we have everything from, horses, cows, sheep are all ungulates, elephants are ungulates, pigs. So, and then we break it down into even-toed and odd-toed ungulates, again, to get more technical. So things like cows and giraffe and sheep that have got sort of the two toes, and then things like horses that have got the one toe or that hoof. That we think of, and then rhinos with three toes, tapir with three toes. So that's how we kind of break it down. But they're all fantastic animals.
What an amazing job. You must love it.
Yeah, it's certainly, it's not where I thought I was going to end up as a zookeeper when I first started. I thought I was going to go and play with carnivores and things like that, but just absolutely fell in love with ungulates. And they're such a wide variety of species within that you can work with and things. They're just incredible. So yeah, beautiful job. Very lucky to do what I do, and never a day that we kind of wake up in the morning and go, oh man, it's work. Even if it's raining or 40 degrees outside, it's still going to be a fun day.
Now, Luke, I imagine it's going to be some time before we can visit Melbourne Zoo and see the new calf. When do you reckon it's likely?
He has been out on display for about a week and a half already.
Oh, we can see him. So, oh, good.
He is out and about. He spends a lot of time resting, like most newborns at this stage. But just this week, he sort of started getting up and exploring a little bit more. Any day is a good day to visit Melbourne Zoo to come and see this little guy. And as I say, extra special at the moment that we've got the two calves at the same time that get to hang out together, play together, grow together. it's not often you'll get to see that, particularly here in Victoria.
So let's head on down. I want to see Iris. Iris sounds like an absolute legend of a mum.
Oh, she is beautiful. Yeah, she's such a sweetheart.
Brilliant. Luke, great to chat with you. Thanks for joining us on Drive today.
Thanks, Warren. My pleasure.
Thank you so much. That is Luke Hausler, coordinator of ungulates at Melbourne Zoo. So get on down and you can see the two new calves there at the moment.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.